Thank you for calling. May I have your conference ID, please?
204-2020.
And your name?
StephanieDJSmalls.com.
True. You're already.
Yo, he got 2 Chainz live on the phone real quick, man. Star 1 if you want to ask a question. Star 1 if you want to ask a question. Based on the true story, it comes out 8/14. That's next month. You know what I mean? Real big release. I know what we did with No Lie. We got birthday song now. Yo, tell them how the birthday song came all together.
Basically, birthday song is another, just kind of like a continuation of what I did with Spend It, what I did with Riot, what I did with No Lie, as far as just bringing that kind of that club energy, that feel good kind of energy when it come on, as far as the sounds, and then, you know, hopefully getting them to transcend to radio, you know, like No Lie. I think we're approaching number one and all that, so I want to appreciate everybody who has something to do with that. But for the most part, it's a collaboration. Definitely a collaboration between me and Ye. I think it got the best of both worlds on it. It has elements. It was produced by Sunny Digital and Kanye West, so I think we were able to capture the whole stadium type of feel, as well as the, you know, the young nigga vibe and all that stuff there too. So, you know, I'm excited about the record. I've never been this conscious about, you know, when is the 24th coming? When is the 24th coming? Like I've been for this song. I know we're going to try to do like a clean release today. You know, last time I did like a week of just clean, just to build anticipation so my iTunes would go ham. But that was my first time ever putting some of them on iTunes. So tonight, midnight, we're going to release the dirty version of a birthday song featuring Kanye and myself. You know, probably today when we get off the phone, we'll let DJs have the clean so you could just get an idea of, you know, where I'm taking it with this new album, August the 14th. I'm excited. I'm in my own lane. I'm not really thinking about nobody. I'm just kind of minding my own business and grinding it out. And, you know, good things are starting to happen. You know what I mean? On tour with Nicki Minaj. That's a great thing. Definitely a different audience. So I just feel like, you know, salute to Sav and Def Jam for just getting behind me and my vision. I have some more dope artwork as well as dope songs to put out. So, you know, every day, you know, I'm just happy about every day that comes, because it gets closer to me releasing new product.
Yeah, and that, with that being said, yo, Young Sav, Steve-O, you know, EP, we all here, Def Jam Records. We got 2 Chainz live on the phone. Album comes out 8/14. Star 1 if you want to ask a question. Star 1 if you want to ask a question based on a true story. Now, with that being said, you touched on something crazy in your last statement. You said your artwork, man. Your artwork has been standing out crazy with the album cover with the 2 Chainz, the birthday candle with the shorty in it. Like, where are you getting these ideas from?
Well, basically, I'm a part of it. Well, I'm not a part of it, but I've been sitting down with Donda, which is Kanye's, you know, his team and all of that. And then I just been, like, having my ideas thrown up against theirs, like, you know, huge vision boards, and just, you know, it's just cool. You know, I've always had dope ideas, but I just felt like in the past maybe they were overlooked or maybe they weren't paid attention that much. And now when I say things, it's like, you know, let me just tap into what you're saying and things like that. So it's always fun. Like, I think we're just making hip-hop fun again, you know what I mean? Building back that whole anticipation of wanting to buy the actual physical copy, open it up, see who produced what, look at the artwork. You know, I'm just trying to bring back the element of hip hop that made me fall in love with it, which was dope features, which was, you know, everything so microwavable today. I feel like everybody know who on your album today and listen to it today, and then they want to hear something tomorrow. You know what I mean? So with me, I'm just, you know, people know I haven't released a lot of information about my album, except that I know it's good. You know what I mean? I do know it's a good album, and this will be my next joint, you know, leading up into the release of my album. I'm still considering dropping maybe another song, but I just don't want to get in my own way sometimes. And I just feel like, you know, when I'm dropping these songs, even if I don't want spins or they just for different usage, I feel like the radio will pick up on them or something like that. So I'm just being very calculated, and I just feel like this is the next big song. Birthday song is just the next big joint. It just feels good, and it sounds even better.
All right, Star 1, if you want to ask to the question, Star 1, if you want to ask to the question, we just emailed Blasted the birthday song record. So if you're on this call, and you know us, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Go to your emails right now. It's in your email box right now as we speak. You know what I mean? Star 1 if you want to ask a question. We got 2 chains on the phone based on true stories coming on the 14th next month, man. 14th next month. We're going to open up the phone lines in 1 second, but I want to ask you one more question about the album. Tell us, give us a picture of the album. Like, who can we expect to be on it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, give us some information on it.
Well, basically, I can tell you I'm holding it down for the A, man. I got producers on there, you know what I mean? All my Atlanta producers, from Mike Will to Drummer Boy to Southside. You know, I'm just trying to, like, you know, Sunny Digital. I'm just trying to basically, you know, be the new fixture down here in the South as far as putting the A on my back. And then, you know, as far as guest appearances, you know, it's no secret I got Drake on there. It's no secret that I got that I have Ye on there, you know what I'm saying? You know, and the rest I'm kind of gonna keep secret, you know what I mean? I know it got out that me and Nikki working on something, we cooking again. So, you know, basically, it's some refreshing sounds about to come to you real soon, starting today.
Yeah, there you go. Star 1, if you want to ask a question, we got 2 chains on the phone. Album in stores, the 14th of August. Operator, who we got first? Who's the first caller?
Christopher Lewis with KarenCivil.com. Please go ahead.
Hello. My question is, what more can we expect? You know, we've gotten the party records, but will we get any deep records from you, 2 Chainz?
Definitely, based on a true story, definitely have to have that. Have to have those feel good records that kind of tap into what's going on the real issue side. But you know me, I'm just knowledgeable of what people want to hear from me. You know, I could do a sad record, but that won't be what people really want to hear from me. You know what I mean? Those are records that you do for, you know, you and your crew riding on the tour bus, personal records. I have dope personal records. But at the same time, I know when people, I think about other people when I make music as far as putting on other people's shoes. And I would think that when somebody hears something from me, they would want to kind of smile, have a good energy, you know, one of my keywords, turn up, things like that. So long as I do it in a different way, I think it's cool. You know, it's not the same kind of turn up. It's different, you know. Me and Drake turn up can't be the same as me and Kanye's turn up, you know, and vice versa. So it's just about me bringing something that I feel like is consistent as far as me just leaving, you know, starting where I left off as far as energy wise and feel good wise. And you know what I mean? You know, who doesn't enjoy, you know, their birthday? So it's just another record. I feel like it's still a concept. It still was thought about, you know what I mean? So.
All right. Star 1, if you want to ask a question, we got the homie 2 Chainz live on the phone right now. That album in stores, 8/14th, man. We need you to plug that away and let everybody know, you know what I mean, that his album comes out on the 14th. Star 1, if you got a question. Operator, who we got next?
Reggie E. with Flying with the Fish. Please go ahead.
What's going on, 2 Chainz?
What up?
Yeah, my question is, going into this album, you already worked with, like, some of today's most incredible artists, but who didn't you work with that you would want to work with, like your dream collaboration?
With me, I'm just going to take it like one album at a time. I just felt like, you know, the features I got were realistic. They were like, they was looked at upon. If you look at my features, it was looked at upon like me basically having a relationship, not the label reaching out. You know, you have a lot of instances where the label's hooking up things and, you know, you get charged all this. Everybody that's on my album, I call them personally or they call me. Yeah, I was either fans of their music or something to that effect. You know what I mean? And you know, the next album, that would be, you know, it would be just me, you know, gradually, you know, taking it to the next level. So, you know, like somebody like Jay-Z would be an ideal person I would like to work with next album. But, you know, I was lucky enough to work with Kanye this album. So, you know, give or take, I'm really happy and complete with what I got right now. But next album, you know, we'll see. I'll try to, you know, make different moves. I've been in the studio with Q-Tip. I've been in the studio with Wyclef. I've, you know, been communicating with people like Maxwell and Chrisette Michelle. So the next album, we'll definitely show another style of progression and prosperity, but it'll still be in the name of 2 Chainz.
All right, there you go. Star 1, if you want to ask a question. We got the homie 2 Chainz live on the phone right now. Def Jam conference call, Young Sav, Steve-O, EP, Mozzie, we all here. We all in the building. Y'all know what we do, man. Def Jam Records. Operator, who we got next?
DD Ottoman with DDOttoman.com.
I think she meant D-Dot, but that's okay. What's up, City 2 Chainz? Just
what
a question for you. Are you thinking about getting into production, you know, like producing records? You are, you know, among great titans in producing like Kanye. Has that rubbed off on you at all?
Well, tell you the truth, I've always had some input with production as far as the sound that I like, as far as arrangement, beat drops, a lot of that stuff that's in my music. I have a lot to do with it. I just don't have the patience on working on beats, because if I start working on them, I would want to be the best at that as well. So, you know, I just try to prioritize myself, do one thing at a time. But all the beats that you hear me go on, I have something to do with it. Like, I just don't just take it and just, like, let that be it. I add something maybe as small as snares or, you know, taking out hi-hats or just different things that I do frequency-wise and stuff like that. So, you know, definitely with Birthday Song, it was a combination of just me and Ye in the studio for like 12 hours straight, just combining, you know, his world with my world until we got the perfect world.
Dope. Star One, if you got a question, we got 2 Chainz live on phone. Yo, T, where you at today? What's going on? What you got going on today?
You know, I had Atlanta last night for Nicki Minaj tour, me and her. You know, shot a video until 8 this morning, you know, up. I got Miami tomorrow. I have radio, you know, here in Atlanta. You know, I got what I got. I got, you know, Green Lantern tonight, XM. Just work,
that's
man, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just work, basically, man, you know what I mean? I'm only in town for half a day, so what I tried to do was give the dogs some fresh water and and go to the bank. So I'm trying to do all that for us, though.
All right. Star One, if you want to ask a question, don't forget you can email questions too if you want. If you know me, Steve EP, you know what I mean, email us your questions. Hit us on BBM, hit us on AOL Instant, hit us however you can get to us, man. We're gonna ask 2 Chainz your questions. Star One, if you want to ask a question, operator, who we got next?
Miss Saigon with WNVS, please go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, 2 Chainz. This is Miss Saigon from Video City and YNVS in New York. Your name is being included with some of the greats a lot lately. How does that feel, and what is 2 Chainz' recipe for this success?
What do I owe this success to?
Yeah, like everybody, every time they say the great name of hip-hop, they also say your name. How does that feel? Like,
wow.
You're with all the big ones, and how do you do that? What is your recipe for success?
My recipe for success is basically I pray a lot, I believe in God, and I work hard. There's nothing more to it. And when you work hard and, you know, be consistent, I think a lot of things just start to happen in your life as far as just lining up, you know what I mean? And that's what's been happening for me the past year or so. It's just been unexplainable instances where the timing has just been right for me, so I just owe that to a higher power, and I just appreciate everything that's coming my way, man, for real.
All right, Star One, you ask a question. We're going to take a couple more questions, man, maybe about 3 or 4 questions. You know, let Tick get back to doing what he got to do. Operator, who we got next?
G-Wiz with gwizmusic.com.
Yo.
What's up, my G?
What's going on, Sash? Shout out to Death Jam, 2 Chainz, what up? I just wanted to ask you, with the success in the music, besides the music, are you looking to get any other ventures, like, you know, with art, fashion, film, et cetera, and, you know, in the future?
Man, I love art. You know, I love fashion, and I actually got a script I'm reading now for some movies, so we'll just see, man. Like I said, everything is just happening, and we're going to take it how it comes, you know what I mean? Basically one day at a time. I don't want to skip, you know, stages in the process, man. I like
right.
When people are able to grow with me, man. That'd be fun. Like, when people talk about me, man, it's like a ride that we all took together. Like, a lot of people just, you know, I just didn't pop out the blue, open up for a headline or nothing like that. Like, I really, really, really grinded. And I just appreciate, you know, the struggle, too. You know what I mean? So, in other aspects of the game, you know what I mean, I'm sure it's going to have struggle, too. So, I just want to, like, you know, take it one day at a time with trying to conquer this and move on to the next. But fashion and art, definitely.
All right. Peace.
Yo, we're looking for calling in, man. We appreciate you. Star One, if you want to ask a question. Operator, who we got next? Based on True Story and Stars 814, Birthday Song. Song of the Summer.
Chris Discipline with NoWheaties.com.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, homie?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
2 Chainz, you know, you talked about your relationship with Kanye West and with Good Music. And with Cool Summer coming along in September, I was just wondering, you know, how often are you going to be featured on the album? And, you know, if there's going to be any future work between you and more collaborations?
Definitely, man. You know, pushing my brother Sean Common. I've already been in with Q-Tip. We got a great chemistry together. So definitely, man. Definitely. Cruel Summer, man. You know, like, if you know Kanye, like, I know Kanye, no one is going to know what the Cruel Summer is going to sound like until it's the last hour, you know what I mean? So I've done, you know, plenty of work for the project. Whatever placement I make will be a blessing. It'd be like, you know, I would appreciate it. And so, you know, I can't really go on because, I did Mercy before it was Mercy. And so, you know, just to, you know, I could just tell you what dude does, like, you know, his post-production is just, you know, is really out of this world, you know what I mean? And so I'm just excited. I'm like, I feel like a, you know, like a fan as well. I'm just excited to hear how my stuff gonna sound after he gets through, you know, touching it a little bit. So, you know, I think it comes out maybe September 4th. I will be included in the project, just don't know how much of that. And so, you know what I mean? Just keep it locked.
There you go. Star One, we got a question. We're gonna take two questions. Operator, who we got next?
Taj with TWT TV.
Hey, what's up, 2 Chainz?
What up, what up?
Yo, this is Taj out of Indianapolis, man, at TWTTV.net. Congratulations on the album. I've been following you for many years, especially over there with DTP. But I wanted to know, you're supposed to be the A&R of Luda's next album. How big is that for you, being an executive, also being an artist at the same time?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I got so busy that I had to kind of fall back. I handed Luda the last set of beats I gave him. I don't think he chose them from it, but it was the beat. It was actually the set before that he did somewhere, you know, when he dropped his mixtape or something. So working on his album, I actually, you know, ran into Shaka, like, at the concert last night. So I know Chris is actually shooting a movie right now, so he's pushing his album back, so... You know, who knows? But from my understanding, I think he said he was through. I haven't heard it. Don't have any idea what's going on with it. I was just asking, do they need some more tracks? If they're pushing it back, I may submit some more tracks. But, fortunately, you know, the current thing about that is he was, you know, offering me that situation prior to me just really turning up. And, you know, by me turning up, I'm not really able to, like, sit in the studio and do things like that, you know, like I could normally do. So, you know, I'm sure he's going to bring that. He's very creative and got a lot of style, so you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I appreciate you, man. Take care.
Yeah,
congratulations again on the new album.
Yeah, good luck. Thank you for calling in, my brother. Star One, if you want to ask a question, Who's next, operator?
Mike Brown with the Trilly.
What's up, Mike? Yeah, go to the next call, operator. Who's next?
Barry Blondell with Pete Spender's DJ.
Hey, how you doing, 2 Chainz?
What up?
We got the Circle City Classic coming to Indianapolis real soon. I was wondering if you was going to be any part of the festivities that's coming to the city in October.
Man, bro, I don't even know where I'm going to be next. It's Friday, Sam. So I'm sorry, man. I don't know, man. I have, you know, people lined up. I have a great team around me. So I may be on the phone, but they can kind of help you with my scheduling and everything. But I definitely don't know what I'm doing in October.
Good luck for calling in. We wasn't really supposed to ask that type of question, but we're going to ask one more question, a bonus question, because that one didn't get through. Operator, who we got next?
Jaws Fly with the Urban Daily.
Hey, 2 Chainz. Hello.
We here?
Yeah.
Hey, so, all right, officially, are you Good Music or is it just a loose affiliation?
My song comes out today at 12 o'clock, 2 Chainz. So tired of these other questions, that's not concerning to me personally. My album's coming out, 2 Chainz, Kanye's featured on it, my love, you know, co-produced it. What's going on? You know, contract
okay.
Business is my shit, it's crazy. Nah,
okay.
But, you know, it's just, you know, you get asked this question 6 or 7 times a day. But
right.
Whether I'm with them or not, you know, whatever's going on, at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's a lot of good music coming out from this camp, period. Me, Kanye, like I say, Sean, whoever else, you know what I mean? a lot of good music come out. Whether I'm with them or not, it shouldn't really, you know, really control my destiny is what I'm trying to say. So I appreciate the question. It just gets frustrating after a while. That's all.
That's love. That's love. Jazz, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. So, yeah, y'all know what it is, man. We told y'all we was going to bring 2 Chainz to the call, man. We did. His album comes out on the 14th of August. It's called Based on a True Story. What else can we tell you, man? You hear the wreckage. Y'all know what we do. 2 Chainz, what you want to say to everybody before you jump off the call?
I appreciate everybody taking the time to get on. You know what I mean? Like I said, just some priorities in my life that I'm just excited about that I feel like I did. You know what I mean? Like, you know, no disrespect to anybody else, but it's some things that I brought to the table. Titty Boy, 2 Chainz, you know what I mean? The hard work, the ambition, you feel me? The vision, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff I brought to the table. And a lot of things came to me and surrounded that situation. But for the most part, I want to tell everybody that's on this phone, I appreciate you guys. I won't let you down. I'm very just, you know, I'm an only child, so I got no best friends, no brothers, no sisters. I got trust issues, and that's what makes me the person that I am, and I appreciate me being the person that I am. So, you know, like Def Jam, they've been supportive the whole time. Sav, you know, all the guys came on the bus and, like, really went through the experience of how I just really get out, roll around America and everything. And so this whole album was just put together where I was literally just riding around and getting it. And so although all the subjects are not like that, this album was just put together. Man, it took me my whole life. This is my first solo, you know, debut right here. So it basically took me my whole life to make it. I'm past excited. And I just know birthday song going to do well, whether I'm in good music or not.
Okay. Good looking for the call, man. We appreciate you, man. And we got you. We got your back. We're going to definitely support you. Your album comes out on the 14th, man. It's all love, man. Shout out to everybody that tuned in on the call, man. We got love for y'all, man. 2 Chainz, Real G, appreciate you, brother.
All right, love, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right.
True.
True.